You've covered all the influencing options, but you said there are four styles. What's the final influencing style?
The final style is maybe not even a style on its own. Without the final style, you have no way of knowing which is the best style to use with people. In a word, it's listen. Now, easy to say, hard to do. Part of listening is a mental attitude, and it's an ability to empty your mind, to move into another person's world. I remember I was recently out with my mother, who's aged, and I take her out on weekends, and we drove past a building, and she said, "Oh, I remember going there with your father." And I clearly remember this building being built in the last 2 years. My father died some 20 years ago. So was I listening to her saying something incorrect, or was I listening to her saying something a lot more profound, which was, "I miss my husband, your father, and I had some idea that maybe we used to go out to places." But it was incorrect what she was saying. It was not that building, couldn't possibly have been that building. So I wasn't just listening to what she was saying. I was listening underneath that, although I see her regularly and my sister does, she needs us to see her more regularly, and she won't say that, but she'll say something about she used to go somewhere with somebody else. So that's really moving into her world and understanding that what she's saying is not meant to be taken literally. It'd be the same, I suppose, as someone working for you saying, "I will not do that." I think they're simply saying at the time, "You've caught me off guard. I may back down in a little while, but you don't need to take this entirely literally for the moment, because some emotion has kicked in." So simple rules about listening is, one, just don't interrupt. Now, that's a lot easier to do if you understand that they're coming from a different world, a different perspective. I mean, you know the whole generational gap and how people are going to see things very, very differently from you. So first, attending. Pay attention to people's eyes. I think if their gaze moves from you elsewhere, generally up or sideways, it's safe to assume that for that moment, they're not really taking in what you're saying. They're very much more likely to be comparing it with what they know or doing some sort of an internal data search. You might like to experiment with that today sometime, like listen to someone, watch their eyes. When they break eye contact with you, if you were speaking, stop speaking for that moment, and generally they'll quickly come back to looking at you. Another tool is to ask questions. Now, obviously, an open question, that is how, when, why, where, what, will give you a great deal more information than a closed question. I remember in my youth once at a dance saying to a girl, I lived in Bentley, and I said to her, "Do you live in Bentley?" And she said, "No." Now, I thought, am I going to work my way through all the suburbs in Melbourne, or was that a really dumb question? Now, I'm sure it was a very dumb, closed question, which made it hard for her to speak, and I would have had to work my way through the Melways. So asking open questions, so assume that there is an explanation for everything. Say, "Oh, look, I really understand how you came up with that." I mean, I do that sometimes if I'm shortchanged. I'd say, "Look, that doesn't add up in my mind. If I left something out here, could you explain to me how that works?" The best behaviour, and I remember seeing some research on this particular behaviour, it was done on the basis of married couples, and it said if there were two behaviours that you think would ensure a long and happy marriage, here are your two choices. One is do what you're told, and the other one is active listening, or clarify or confirm what it is you've just heard. Now, this particular survey, which was a bit of a fun survey, I think they discovered that doing what you're told will probably ensure a very, very long marriage, providing you don't ever break that rule. A very close second was to confirm back to that person what it is you've heard. It's called active because what I'm saying is, "John, what I'm hearing, John, what that sounds to me, or you seem to be saying," just so that that person can then say to you, "No, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm just clarifying it." The problem with email is you do not get any clarification, one, that they've received it, two, that they've understood it, three, that they intend to do anything with that information. It's very quick, but there is nothing coming back for you to confirm that they've got the message. The really tricky part then of listening also, and we're back to our emotional side, is what do you do with the emotions in a message? So if someone says, I refuse to do that, I will not change, I'm perfectly happy with the way we're running this aspect of the business, do you hear emotion in there? First up, if you do, I think you should clarify that and say, seems to me you're unhappy with some aspect of what I'm saying. What aspect of that? You know? And so they will discuss with you the emotion which is blocking them from doing anything. So this behaviour is not a standalone behaviour. If I listened carefully, paid attention to you, I then am in a better situation to know whether to inspire you, whether to assert, or whether it's simply to give you some facts. Now, be very careful when you're asking questions. I recently bought some tennis shoes, and the woman selling me the shoes had very big feet. And she said to me, I have very small feet. She said, if you have big feet, these are the best shoes. They're designed for people with big feet. And I remember noticing her feet and then mine, and then thought, she's selling herself a pair of shoes. And I said, well, I have small feet. And she said, yes, but if you did have big feet, these would be perfect shoes. I thought, I'm amazed she's not looking at my feet. And then she said, and if you play on grass, and I thought, she plays on grass. Who plays on grass? So I said, oh, do you play on grass? She said, yes, quite a bit. So she was selling herself a pair of shoes. She wasn't listening to me. Worse, she wasn't looking at me. She was just trying to sell herself something, which I don't think is particularly effective. So listening carefully, and I'd so suggest after this tape, you spend the rest of the day listening rather than speaking. People will think something's changed about you, but I think you'll be seen as a different human being. So listen like a professional.